In this season, when we honor a very special birth, we have a story about the most amazing birth of all. It was written by Jennifer Morgan. It's called Born with a Bang, but the story is basically true. It was these gorgeous illustrations that you're going to see are by Dana Lynn Anderson. I have a letter to read. It's from the universe. And it says, "Dear Earthling, once you were a tiny speck buried deep inside your mother. But you couldn't stay small. You grew and grew until one day, a very special day, you were ready to leave the darkness and be born into the light. I, too, had a special day when I was born. There was not light for me to be born into because I am the universe. You were inside me from the very beginning. And like you, I started out as a teeny tiny speck. That was about 13 billion years ago or so. If you ask me where I came from, I can't tell you. Nobody knows, not even me. It's the greatest of all mysteries. But there I was. Like you, I couldn't stay small. I was bursting with wild and dazzling dreams of galaxies and stars and planets in radiant colors, bright yellow, molten red, piercing blue. In other dreams, I saw strange creatures, fish cruising through the waters, insects alighting on flowers, reptiles basking on the hot rocks in the sun, birds swooping down on their prey, and I saw you, too, gazing at the stars. Oh, how I wanted my dreams to happen. Then I suddenly realized I could be the things in my dreams. I could explode in a giant star, grow green in a thin blade of grass, roar as a lion, and purr as a tiny kitten, feel feelings like love, sadness, and wonder. Ah, yes, it began to dawn on me. Everything would have to come out of me, and everything would be me. I summoned all my courage and took my first step. I burst into a grapefruit-sized fireball of a universe. Space and time had just begun. I was so bright I would have blinded you if you had eyes, but you didn't yet. I was so dense, I would have crushed your bones if you had bones, but you didn't yet. I was so hot, I would have vaporized your muscles if you had muscles, but you didn't yet. I couldn't hold myself at grapefruit size anymore. I was really ready to go for it. In a flash, space exploded inside me with unimaginable power. I had grown to the size of a galaxy, and it happened faster than you could snap your fingers. Then I had to find just the right speed for the universe. Too fast, and I would have blown apart. And too slow, I would have been squashed into nothingness. And that would have been the end of this story, and the end of every story. No galaxies, no turtles, no you. But everything was just right. But then, it was actually utter bedlam. I was only a fraction of a second old, and already I was a mess. Suddenly, a gigantic glowing bolts of energy flashed everywhere and shrank into teensy things. Oh no, what had I done? Actually, it was something wonderful. Yes, I had turned energy into very tiny things, particles. But oh, blast. A frustrating thing kept happening. For every particle that I created, the exact opposite, an antiparticle, would appear and gobble it up. They were enemies, and they destroyed each other. I had barely begun my adventure, and already, everything was out of control. two sides were at war, and they were both me. So what I did was I made billions and billions, and I found out that for every billion particles I made, one of them didn't get zapped by the antiparticles. So I just made billions and billions more. And I was still less than 1 second old. Suddenly, another amazing thing happened. I was just the right temperature for bunches of these particles to join together and morph into very different things. I had made my very first atoms, hydrogen atoms. Was I proud of making these hydrogen atoms? You bet. I was just a kid universe, and already I had hit my first home run. Hydrogen atoms are really important. For one thing, every drop of water that you drink is made of hydrogen that was created by me billions of years ago. The hydrogen then made a fog that gravity began to clump together, and those clumps got bigger and bigger, and then, wow, one of my dreams was about to come true. These enormous hydrogen globs started igniting into mother stars. Gigantic groups of mother stars spiraled into space. I was shaping myself into galaxies. One of those galaxies was your own Milky Way. In one of the Milky Way spiraling arms, one mother star grew into a shimmering, majestic giant. Inside of her enormous, blazing belly, she did something incredible. Your mother star mixed together bunches of hydrogen and baked them at 3 billion degrees into lots of different new elements, building blocks. She made carbon, which would one day make DNA, which would form the instructions about how to make you. She made oxygen, which you breathe all the time. She made calcium, which makes up your bones. Was I proud of her new elements? You bet I was. Then your mother star ripped herself apart into a massive explosion, a supernova. All the new building blocks blasted into space and cooled into stardust, the same stardust that would one day come together to make you. You are made of stardust. I was 7 billion years old when your mother star died. Gravity caused this stardust to come together in clumps. They swirled into a disc shape, faster and faster, hotter and denser, tighter and brighter, until finally, whoosh, your sun flared into life. The sun, whose apparent rebirth every year at this time was the beginning of all our holidays full of light. Born from the same clumps of stardust were your Earth and eight other baby planets. Earth and all the planets depend on the sun's generosity. Oh, how proud I am as your sun sent light and warmth to all those planets. Do you want to know what's always made me go from one adventure to the next? It's giving and receiving. It's playing and working together. So we have to end our story for now. Of course, dear Earthling, our story doesn't end here. So much still had to happen before I could turn myself into you. Until we talk again, I send my very best. Remember, I am always with you because I am you. Love the universe. Let me ask you to stand. We are going to sing Alleluia again. The words were written by our senior minister, Reverend Mark, and he's written new words for it. They are in your order of celebration. Can remain here. There's one more story. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Please be seated.
Children in the audience, you're welcome to come up, or any young at heart who want to see these beautiful illustrations better, you may also come up. Can you sit up? Thank you. Did you notice something in terms of lots of colors in this room today? We've brought 25 knitted afghans. And I have two of my friends and knitters who've come up to help me with this story today. This is Susan Vero and Karen Townsend. The story is called Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton. Illustrated by Judith Sutton. Back through the years I go wandering, back to the seasons of my youth. I remember a box of rags that someone gave to Mama, and how my Mama put those rags to use. They were rags of many colors, and every piece was small. I didn't have a coat to wear against the chill of late fall. Mama sewed the blocks together, sewing every piece with love. She made me a coat of many colors that I was so proud of. And though we had no money, I was as rich as I could be in my coat of many colors that my mama sewed for me. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors that Joseph wore. And then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I couldn't wait to wear my coat as Mama blessed it with a kiss. So with patches on my breeches and two holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school. There I found the other students laughing and making fun of me, wearing my coat of many colors that my mama made for me. I couldn't understand it, for I felt that I was rich. So I told them of the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them of the story Mama told me when she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their gold. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor if that's what one chooses to be. And though we had no money, I was as rich as I could be in my coat of many colors that Mama sewed for me. Through life, I have remained happy, and good luck is on my side. I have everything that anyone would want in my life. But nothing is as precious as family memory and my coat of many colors that Mama made for me.